Copy that. My in and outs with ham radio over the past 50 years, I've never really known of anybody to actually own a Yaesu of any kind, mobile unit or big home base unit. And there was a retired detective in St. Clair Shores that lived by my parents' house there, and I know he's probably long gone and buried, but he brought me over to his basement, his home one afternoon after he got off work, and he showed me his rig, and he had this beautifully polished, no fingerprints on it, anywhere, Kenwood, and I think it was like a 3 or 4 piece system that stretched the width of his desk, one being the tuner, one being, I guess, the VFO, one being the speaker, one doing this, one doing that, and it just blew me away. And then he had a tower in his backyard. He had a colonial home, and the tower was powered up and down. It had the rotors on it and everything like that. I don't even remember all of it, but I just remember it was this pristine-looking Kenwood unit. And I think, because I was still in CB, I had a D-104 Silver Eagle, and he had some form of D-104 microphone that he was using. So that's all going way back, and his equipment was not a tube type. It was all solid state. There's a term for you. Who remembers solid state? God, I'm aging myself. But, yeah, so